Nolte, the black man, looks like Joe Biden forgot Lloyd Austin's name during BET interview. By John Nolte on July 18, 2024. During a high-stakes interview on Black Entertainment Television, BET, his fraudulency Joe Biden referred to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin as the black man after seeming to forget his name. On top of that, you can hear Biden slurring his words. He's all over the place. Totally scattered. Biden, and so, it's all about treating people with dignity. And it's about making sure that we're coming, for example, look at the heat I'm getting because I named, Secretary of Defense, a black man. I named Ketanji Brown, I mean, because of the people I've named. It's about making clear that American history is black history. The only thing saving Joe Biden right now is the fury of news coverage around former President Trump. This was supposed to be Biden's comeback week. He's already done two high-profile interviews, hoping to reassure donors, the corporate media, and Democrat lawmakers he's up to the task of defeating Trump in November. Remember, that's all this is about, beating Trump. The organized left's freakout over Biden's mental decline has nothing to do with Biden's mental decline, which has been obvious for years. If Biden were 5 points up over Trump, he could be in a coma or dead, and we'd still be told he's sharp as a tack. Earlier this week, on top of once again repeating the assassination dog whistle called the Very Fine People hoax, which Lester Holt didn't correct, Biden's NBC interview was another five-alarm disaster. Biden constantly lost his train of thought, searched for words, and was testy and defensive. Related, Biden calls on Americans to settle differences at the battle box. Underneath the Trump news tornado is an equally consequential storm of calls demanding Biden step aside and agree not to run for re-election in November. Representative Adam Schiff, serial liar CA, who is almost certain to be a sitting U.S. senator next year, openly called for Biden to step aside. What's more, strategic leaks from Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, have made it clear Biden needs to step aside for the good of the party. Both have denied the reports, but no one does or should believe them. To make matters worse for Biden, he was just diagnosed with COVID, and still seen walking around without a mask. This could go two ways. He could blame the China flu for yet another terrible week, or he could use the China flu as his excuse to step down. Either way, I do hope he makes a full and painless recovery. Here's my two cents. They waited too long. Democrats and their media allies simply waited too long. They thought they could lie and gaslight and cover up Biden's mental decline long enough to get him over the November finish line. But now it might be too late. For starters, the Democrat nominating convention is just a few weeks away. Secondly, and this is just my opinion, as someone who has dealt with dementia, Biden might be too far gone to be reasoned with. Irritability, defensiveness, unreasonableness, and an unwillingness to do what's best are symptoms of dementia. Related, Biden appears confused, angry, awkward after questioned about his limits. Sufferers can't grasp the big picture and then go into flight or fight mode, believing people are conspiring against them when they talk of nursing facilities or not running for re-election. 6 months ago, a year ago, Democrats might have been able to reason with Biden. Today, he might be too far gone to be reasoned with. And he holds all the cards. If he refuses to step aside, outside of having him declared legally and mentally incompetent, nothing can be done to force him to step aside. Finally, Biden took zero heat for appointing a black man as defense secretary. What a liar. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.